Five Examples of Enthusiasm in Devotional Service, by Krishna's Mercy. Quote, being very much delighted and satisfied, those monkeys enthusiastic to see you arrived at the northern shore of the ocean. Hanuman, Valmiki Ramayana, Sunda Kand, 35.68. Utsaha, or enthusiasm, is necessary for success in bhakti yoga. Let's assume I have the task of cooking for a large gathering. I am not looking forward to it. I know all the work involved in the process. It's not like I can just concentrate on one thing. If I had to only make a cake, that would be easier. If I was only making one dish, it wouldn't be so bad. No, the entire menu is on me. I have to make sure everything is just right. There is no other option but to cook everything simultaneously, to ensure freshness. In this task there is little enthusiasm, but the work might get done regardless. Bhakti yoga is a little different, as it is a lifelong occupation. It involves changing the consciousness altogether, from the material to the spiritual. Without enthusiasm, devotional service will be easier to give up, which is a shame considering the value of the human birth. There are many examples of utsaha in devotion from which to draw inspiration. 1. Vasudeva. In his original form, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is known as Krishna. He appears in this world from time to time, typically in other forms known as incarnations. When he descended as himself 5,000 years ago, he appeared from the womb of Mother Devaki, who was locked up in a prison by her evil brother named Kamsa. Devaki's husband Vasudeva was also with her, and they both witnessed their newborn display the four-handed form of Narayana, which was done to inform the parents that their child was God himself. Krishna then directed Vasudeva to take him to the nearby town of Gokul, where Kamsa would not be able to attack him. Vasudeva carried out the orders immediately. He snuck out of jail and crossed over the Yamuna River, all while a storm was going on. He carried baby Krishna in his arms. He was able to succeed in this devotional act because of enthusiasm. The root cause was love. The father naturally loved the son. From love there was enthusiasm to please and bring happiness. 2. Yashoda. Vasudeva dropped Krishna off in the custody of Nanda Maharaj, who was a friend. Nanda's wife was Yashoda. She was pregnant and when she woke up she thought that Krishna was her own newborn child. From there she offered motherly affection in a way that can't be believed. There were no other thoughts in her mind, just how to please Krishna. Though she didn't have an office job exactly, she was definitely a working mother. She worked tirelessly throughout the day to make sure her child was happy. She churned yogurt into butter since that was the favorite food of her child. She would sing songs of his pastimes while working. She would even punish him if he behaved naughtily. Yashoda served in this way because she had enthusiasm, which was again due to love. 3. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Sri Krishna's name and fame are found throughout the three worlds at all times. This is the meaning to all pervading, or Vishnu. Sometimes the knowledge of him remains dormant, within the heart only. It takes the guiding hand of the preceptor to awaken the knowledge. In the modern age, the reawakening has occurred for so many due primarily to the efforts of a brave Swami, who left the comforts of Vrindavan Dham at the age of 70 to sail across the ocean and deliver bhakti yoga to the world. Srila Prabhupada could only do this if he had enthusiasm. The order was given by his own guru, to teach bhakti yoga to the English-speaking world, to remove the barriers erected through differences in language and culture. Bhakti yoga is the eternal occupation for every living thing, but without knowing about it how will someone take it up? Without knowing about Krishna, how can there be enthusiasm? Through the great Vaishnava's efforts and those of his followers, so many people now know about Krishna and practice devotion to him. 4. Lakshman building a hut. One of Krishna's most famous incarnations is Sri Rama, the prince of Ayodhya. The events from Rama's life are many. They are interesting and expansive to the point that they are the main focus of a lengthy Sanskrit work called the Ramayana. In one place, we find tremendous enthusiasm described so nicely by Rama's younger brother Lakshman. Quote, O Rama, for as long as you shall stand before me, even if it be for 100 years, I will always remain your servant. Therefore you should be the one to choose a beautiful and appropriate place for the cottage. After you have selected a spot, please then command me to start building." Lakshman speaking to Lord Rama, Valmiki Ramayan, Aranyakand, 15.7. Lakshman was with Rama and Sita in the forest. Sita is Rama's wife. The three were going to be there for quite some time, so at one point Rama asked Lakshman to build them a hut. Rama wanted Lakshman to choose a suitable place. Lakshman replied that Rama should be the one to choose a place. Lakshman also said that if Rama were to stand before him for 100 years even, he would always remain at the ready to serve. There is no better example of enthusiasm in Bhakti Yoga than this. The service is unmotivated and uninterrupted. It is not that with one goal being achieved, the desire to serve will end. In the highest stages, the enthusiasm in devotional service is as eternal as the service itself. 5. The Vanaras learning of Sita's whereabouts. In later events in the Ramayana, Rama teams up with a king named Sugriva, who is a Vanara living with other Vanaras in Kishkinda. A Vanara is a monkey-like creature. With the literal translation of the word being forest dweller, these creatures had hints of civilized life in them. Rama could talk to them, and in sharing his plight the Vanaras became sympathetic. Sita was missing. Rama and Lakshman were looking for her. The Vanaras carried out the task of searching for Sita with enthusiasm. This doesn't mean that there weren't difficult moments. At one time, one of the search parties grew despondent due to lack of success. They were ready to quit when they suddenly got news of where Sita was. Delighted, they got up and headed for the seashore. They did this enthusiastically, since they were excited to still have the chance to please Rama. The leading Vanara, Sri Hanuman, would eventually be the one to find her. His harrowing journey to Lanka was so important that it takes up an entire section of the Ramayana. In closing, Vasudeva crossing Yamuna through the rain. Prabhupada making ocean journey like the same. Lakshman for Rama standing at the ready. To continue service even 100 years steady. Vanaras with enthusiasm the world searching through. Hanuman brave journey when Sita's location new. Examples from these special souls take. How towards success in bhakti to make.